Like all large departments, the U.S. Postal Service has a comprehensive ethics policy and program. How effective is it? The Postal Service's Inspector General has concluded a detailed look. Joining me with what they found, Audit Manager Kevin Freeborg. Mr. Freeborg, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom, and thanks for your interest in our work.
Tell us what you were exactly looking at in examining something fairly comprehensive here.
Sure. Using maturity models to measure ethics is a common industry practice these days. The maturity model approach is one way that the Postal Service, or really any organization, can analyze its current practices, perform assessments, and then confirm or improve its processes. We wanted to take a deeper dive into the ethics program at the Postal Service, and we chose to focus on three main areas. We selected agency goals and metrics, and we really wanted to know how the success of the ethics program is measured. The second was accountability and consistency, where we asked, how effective really is their ethics program in addressing allegations and misconduct and holding people accountable and reacting in a consistent manner? The last thing we looked at was cause and prevention, and we asked how effective is the ethics program at identifying the cause of ethical misconduct and then using that information to prevent further misconduct. We discussed these three areas using the maturity model framework approach, and we really wanted to show the value of approaching an organization's ethics effort in a broader, more comprehensive, integrated manner. In effect, we were really looking at merging ethics with day-to-day operations.
And what prompted this now? Is there any particular ethical situation, or is it something you do normally as part of the IG annual program?
Well, the Office of Government Ethics, or OGE, oversees the government's ethics program as a whole. OGE reviews and evaluates the agency's compliance, and that includes the Postal Service. So OGE has previously concluded that the Postal Service is compliant with the Ethics Act, and there are really no outstanding issues. So while they also support that an agency can go beyond the minimum requirement and strengthen its ethics program, and that's kind of where we came in. We didn't really want to focus on the compliance aspect, but we wanted to look at what the Postal Service could do to boost their ethics program and move it towards a mature or world-class level. And again, we were looking at a broader program which would engage groups from across the organization, so not only the ethics officers, which one would expect, but also involve human resources, labor relations, operations, and local management. By using this coordination among all levels of the organization, it helps to better facilitate accountability, it can foster an organizational consistency, and then at the same time, it can provide reliable metrics for analysis and decision-making.
And these maturity levels that you mentioned, where do those come from?
Well, a maturity model provides a structure for measuring the as-is state of any process, and an ethics program is a process like many other things. So maturity models are designed with a scale of maturity that can be defined by the organization itself. When we designed our maturity models, we leveraged guidance from respected audit and compliance sources and ethic program sources. Typically, we found that there are five different levels of maturity. So we used non-existent, reactive, defined, mature, and world-class. The center of the scale is defined, and by that we mean that there were formal policies that substantiate the program area, and then they can go up and down from there. Within the model, each level of maturity can also be used to identify actions that an agency might need to improve a process. But I think the important thing that we need to take away from this is that the desired level of where you are on that maturity model is really up to the organization's management to decide. They can independently determine their target level of maturity and for each priority area, and they can bring in their mission, their priorities, and their resources. So there really is no one-size-fits-all maturity model. It's really up to management.
We're speaking with Kevin Freeborg, Audit Manager at the Postal Service's Office of Inspector General. And where does Postal Service management want to be, and where did you find they actually are on the maturity scale?
Well, specifically in relationship to the three areas that we focused on, we found that the Postal Service came out fairly well. They demonstrated a maturity between the defined and mature levels, and they did have some indicators of world class, specifically in the areas of agency goal and metrics and accountability and consistency. The cause and prevention area was really, we found that not to be a huge focus for the Postal Service, and that's okay. Again, that's up to the agency to decide which areas they would like to focus on. Overall, we found that the ethics program and, in turn, the Postal Service itself could be better if they developed a more comprehensive integrated ethics program where ethics-related work really happens across a group of people in the organization, and that's well-coordinated, and they can leverage to better support the organization's goals. So the Postal Service really could accomplish this by collecting some more data, expanding their analysis from what they currently are doing, and connecting those metrics to their performance and mission goals.
Sounds like they have someone in charge of ethics or a group, but that group needs to be more, I guess, matrixed into other management functions. Would that be a good way to put it?
Yes, they do have an ethics office, and again, their primary focus is to perform the OGE requirements. And this audit took a look at, again, expanding that from beyond what the minimum requirements were for ethics and to open it up to a broader perspective.
And what were your recommendations? Sounds like they're, like you say, doing a pretty good job, but sounds like some data collection and some awareness might be in order here.
Yeah. We offered three main recommendations. First, we suggested that the Postal Service would establish a committee, and this committee would create and provide oversight for an organization-wide ethics approach to an ethics program. Again, bringing in all levels of management and different human resources in the different levels within the Postal Service. Secondly, we asked them to establish their priority areas, like the three that we brought up in the report. They could, you know, use any area that they would like. Once they're established, they need to design their goals and identify where they want to be on the maturity model. And then finally, we asked them to devise metrics to measure that progress towards that desired maturity.
And once that is all done, how does that kind of get operationalized so that every employee understands what they have to do to make sure the plan becomes reality? That is to say, people are actually ethical.
Mm-hmm. Our report includes a lot of illustrated examples where we could answer that question. Today, I'll take a stab at the agency goals and metrics and kind of give you a quick example of how this plays out. So the Postal Service's goal under this area is to educate their employees and prevent ethical violations. And to achieve these goals, in part, the Ethics Office offers training, and they also operate an ethics helpline. Specific measures that the Postal Service uses for these goals are the OIG's reports of investigation, where they identify different types of ethical violations that have been committed, and then they can refocus their training points. And secondly, they measure the timely responses to the ethics helpline requests themselves. So that's all great. When we went in and looked at that, that's a good start. If we want to move that to a more mature area, we thought that the Postal Service could actually take that data and trend it in a variety of ways. You could find that ethical, unethical activity, and you could trend it by quarter. It could be trended by Postal Service area, by job codes, even shift changes. That could provide some valuable insight for targeted training. The same could be done for the helpline request, or there could be a greater correlation between the timing of those specific training and the number or volume of helpline requests that come in. These types of analytics can help management measure the effectiveness of their ethics program as a whole.
And you found that postal management pretty much accepted the recommendations?
They did. They did agree to the recommendations, and within their resources, they have already begun to implement some of these changes.
Kevin Freeborg is audit manager at the Postal Service's Office of Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll post a link to the report and to this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.